Welcome to Love Bonds. My name is Terry DiMatteo, and I'm a relationship and couples counselor at opendoortherapy.net. And I take romantic bonds seriously. So what counts as infidelity? Is it infidelity if there's only been a kiss? Is it infidelity if your partner communicates excessively with another? Which behaviors rise to the level of calling the outside connection an affair? I get this question all the time. Or one partner or spouse that didn't engage in the outside relationship says to me, "It's an affair, right? She had an affair, didn't she?" They want me to be the judge and jury, and they want me to determine if they can call what took place an affair. My own definition of an affair is if one person in the committed relationship or marriage engages in behaviors in secret that don't keep their partner safe. In other words, there's no particular list of behaviors or particular interactions or exchanges that are on some magic list that say these things constitute an affair. The important part is if it's upsetting to your partner, or it would be if they knew, then you need to stop. And it goes something like this. If you look back at an earlier podcast of mine, you'll see that relationships have a purpose and a function. And one thing that's, two things that are essential elements in all relationships, and particularly the romantic one, is that there's safety and trust. Romantic partners need to know the whereabouts, the goings-ons, the thoughts, what they're doing. Keeping your partner in the know is very important. And when something is taking place behind their back that is out of sight, in the dark corners, that makes partners very anxious. And people of both genders, understandably, tend to be hyper tuned in to if there's an outside party that may be getting their partner's attention or affection. And so they often don't say anything, or they feel anxious but try to talk themselves down by using reason and logic to say, "I shouldn't feel this way, I'm overreacting, I'm behaving in a jealous way." But it's very important that each partner knows what's going on, knows the whereabouts, and if there's something hidden, even if it seems benign or inconsequential, or you think maybe doesn't rise to the level of the affair, if it's not keeping your partner safe, then it needs to stop. Here's a scenario. Maybe one partner is texting someone excessively. They're having a lot of conversation, a lot of exchange, and the other says, "Like, what are you doing? Like, what are you talking about with this person? Why are you texting them so much?" And say, "Oh, it's only texting. It's no big deal." Well, he says, "Well, I don't like it. You know, I want it to stop." If the partner defends that act and says, "It's no big deal. It doesn't matter. Why are you acting jealous?" That would not be the right response. The response should be, in a loving connection, "If it's upsetting to you and it's making you uneasy, I'll stop because your safety is most important to me." Thank you for tuning in to Love Bonds with me, Terry DiMatteo. You can learn more about me by visiting my website, opendoortherapy.net. If you liked what you heard here today, I invite you to favorite this station, share it with others, and return for more. Thank you for listening.